Well, it is National Stroke Week this week. To talk more about it and to find out about FAST, the acronym that could save lives, Ambulance Victoria Loddon Mallee Regional Director Trevor Weston is with us. Trevor, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How big an impact does it make on Ambulance Victoria's workload, people suffering a stroke?
Yeah, it's a fairly significant impact, unfortunately. And in last year alone, we transported just shy of 9,000 patients across the state who were sadly suffering from stroke.
So strokes, and I guess just to clarify too, a lot of people still think of them as an old person's issue, but not necessarily the case.
No, look, sadly not. Stroke is one of those things that doesn't discriminate at all. It can happen to anyone of any age, and sadly we see that. We see young children right through to, as you say, the elderly, which is historically where we've always thought about people having strokes, but, yeah, not the case.
So if someone who is suffering a stroke, are they necessarily aware of it, or is it up to the people around them to sort of spot the points?
Yeah, look, some people are aware of it and they do seek help, but often the first time that somebody knows that they're suffering a stroke or symptoms of a stroke is when somebody points it out. And that's, I guess, where the signs, that FAST acronym that we're talking about, really comes into play, because that's where your friends, your family may identify that you're having a stroke.
So let's talk about FAST, because, I mean, this, you know, obviously could, and in many cases does, save lives.
Yeah, absolutely. So FAST, it's a really simple thing to remember. So the first thing is to look at the person's face. So has their mouth drooped? And that's one of the common signs that we see. Or the other one is their eye droop, or one side of their face might look to be a little bit lower than the other side. Their arms, so we get them to, or you ask the person, can they raise their arms? And people who are suffering a stroke often won't be able to raise one arm or both arms. Speech, so any slurring or an inability to speak, and then that all just means it's time for action. And we encourage anyone to call 000 as soon as they do recognise these symptoms, anyone, because it is a life-threatening emergency.
So once you've called the ambulance, which is, of course, the first call on 000, what does anyone standing by with that victim of the stroke do? Is there a special way to deal with it?
No, not particularly. Look, as with any 000 call, follow the instructions of the call taker. The person on the other end of the phone is highly trained and able to give you any guidance or any assistance you might need until the ambulance does arrive.
Sometimes, you know, there are a lot of complaints that we see that are as a result of lifestyle, for instance, you know, whether it's heart and through obesity and that sort of thing. Is there anything like that that can be significant in causing strokes, or is it just, God forbid saying it, one of those things?
Yeah, look, there are, with any of these, heart disease is another one, but with a stroke, there are certain risk factors. So unfortunately for us, being a little bit older and being male is one of those risk factors. A family history of stroke can also make you a little bit more susceptible to suffering a stroke yourself. A previous history of a stroke or some existing medical condition, so high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and some sort of heart disease factors can also increase your risk of having a stroke.
And this week is obviously quite big, but obviously it's a year-round issue. How do we get that message out across the year?
Yeah, it is. Look, and we do a fair bit of publicity and public education around this, as you say, year-round. So it's one of our key themes that we do talk to the public about. But this week in particular, being the National Stroke Week, we're making that extra effort, I guess, to make people aware of it. And I guess to also get the message out there that the sooner you recognise these symptoms, the better chance that you have. And as you said earlier, you know, it was historically one of those medical conditions that affected the elderly, and there wasn't much we can do. Thankfully, those days are long gone, and there are a lot of treatments, a lot of interventions right across the state that we can do minimise the impact that a stroke has on a person,
yeah,
and subsequently their family, I guess.
Yeah, indeed. And the Stroke Foundation is one area where you can go to their website, and obviously there'll be a lot of information on that available to people as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Trevor, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. And, you know, we hope that we can do our tiny bit to help people become more aware and ongoing aware of what can happen with strokes. And thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
That is Ambulance Victoria Loddon Mallee Regional Director Trevor Weston joining us on the Wake Up Call. It's 19 past 8.